Unit 1. Tape script 1. A variety of accents. 1.
The capital city of my country was specially designed and built with wide tree-lined streets radiating out in all directions from the city centre. They join concentric ring roads and are all pretty well identical. This is in federal territory on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. And the drawback is that it's almost impossible to find your way around it, even after you've lived there for years.
2.
Well, it's the capital city of the country. Now, it's famous really for... Well, I think it's famous for two things. It's famous for the writers that have come from there. People like George Bernard Shaw, Oscar Wilde, James Joyce. And it's also famous for a drink. A drink called Guinness. A wonderful drink. It's known locally as Liffey water, after the river that flows through the centre of the town, the River Liffey.
3.
This city is a very large city. It's the capital city of our country. It's very busy with a lot of traffic. Has a big river running through it, which used to be used by quite big boats, although the docks aren't used very much now. A very good way to see the city is from a bus, as the buses have two decks and they're bright red.
4.
My capital is unusual because, although it's in a state, it's considered a separate district with its own laws and regulations. In the middle of it, there's a big house where our country's leaders lives. It has a west wing and an east wing, and parts of it are open to the public. There's also a house where senators work and where representatives work, and there's a five-sided building where everybody that's in power works.
5.
I come from an ancient city sometimes referred to as the Athens of the North. The main picturesque shopping street in the city centre is called Prince's Street, and is overlooked by the castle, built on a hill of volcanic rock.
6.
Well, it lies on the south coast of the country, on the banks of the River Taff. It's the capital city, of course, and about 50 years ago used to be a very, very important port indeed, really. But since the traditional industries of steel and coal have been in decline, well, the old docks have they've gone a bit downhill as well. But it's got a lot of history, of course. It goes back to the days of Julius Caesar, at least. It's got an old castle in the middle. And it's got a brand new concert hall, which is very appropriate for the land of song, I think.